This is KUT. We're less than a week away from the release of the latest version of Code Next. The new rules being drafted by the city will determine what can be built in Austin for decades to come. And as KUT's Saeed Hassan reports, city commissions are weighing in on what they'd like to see in this latest version.
Talk of Code Next took up several hours of last night's meeting of the Zoning and Platting Commission. As the group awaits the release of the final draft, it set down a plan for gathering public feedback on the proposed rules. Commissioners want to hold at least two public meetings in different parts of town. Commissioner David King also stressed the need for enough time to review the rules.
Once we get this in place, it's going to be here for decades, for the next generation. I don't see a problem in allowing the commissions another month or two, whatever it might take, three, to go through our process.
All this hopes to get commissioners in the city one step closer to a final version of the city's new land development code. Code Next would replace the current rules governing what can be built in the city and where it can go, in the hopes that it would better guide future growth. That covers everything from parking requirements to the types of housing that can be built. When it comes to reviewing the final draft of Code Next, city staff say they want as much public participation as possible. Jerry Rustoven is with Austin's Planning and Zoning Department.
We are planning on mailing out a postcard to every renter, every utility account holder, every property owner in the city, notifying them of this public hearing.
At last night's meeting, commissioners also got a rare opportunity to speak directly with consultants from Opticos Design. That's the firm hired by the city to lead the code rewrite. Consultants parsed through technical questions on everything from affordable housing programs to how the proposed rules could affect flooding risk. John Mickey with Opticos said the new code would serve as a good foundation for Austin's future growth and will provide room for more specific planning efforts down the road.
Many people put all their hopes and dreams in Code Next, and thinking that in one fell swoop it would solve all the world's problems, including world peace. We're not going to make it in one big leap.
The Austin City Council will have the final say on whether or not the new rules get adopted, but recommendations made by city commissions like this one will influence the final plan. That includes a Code Next discussion tonight with the city's planning commission. The third and final draft of the code will be released Monday. The Austin City Council is scheduled to vote on adopting Code Next by April, though some council members and community groups are pushing for a delay. Saeed Hassan, KUT News.